Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or no, it is not.
It is not.
And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key and combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I support being securely stored.
Okay. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay. A locked container or case, will you support that or oppose?
Support it.
And the last one, a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
Support.
And now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock?
Yes. Any way to secure the firearm from small children.
Okay. And so, a combination lock?
If you have to have a firearm. Yes, if you have to have a firearm. I'm really against the bill here in Ohio.
Okay. But I need to read everything verbatim. So, the last one is a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint. Will you support or oppose that?
A great idea. A great idea. Okay. I don't oppose it. I support it.
Okay. And now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Actually, after you go, it should be loaded.
Okay.
If you go through all the security features, and you know, it doesn't make sense to have an unloaded gun in a really locked up place.
It should be. It should not be unloaded, correct?
It should not be unloaded.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure or not, it is not secure that way.
Yes, it is secure.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I would support a law that supports the gun to be secured,
To be stored securely,
yes.
Okay? And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you, sir, for your time. This is basically the last part of the survey. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
No, the adult is still liable.
Okay, so will you,
whatever,
will you oppose the affirmative defense for that person? Okay.
Yeah.
And
yes, affirmative.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay.
Support.
And the last two questions, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or
oppose? Yes, I support that.
Okay.
Support.
And the last few questions, for statistical purposes only, in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49?
I'm 65.
65? Okay.
I'm 65.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino?
White, Anglo.
Asian? Thank you. And the last
White,
question.
Anglo.
Yes, thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male. I have a
thank
dick.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. I need to read everything verbatim, but this concludes the survey, and thank you so much for your participation and your opinion. It's
all
very
right.
Important.
Very good.
Thanks for your help.
Very good. Thank you. Have a nice day. Yeah.